So there are two readings that both tell stories today. In the first reading, the story of David who wants to build a temple for God. Then of course there's the story of Mary in the Gospel reading. Now I know it's the first fourth Sunday of Advent, but I'm just stepping aside from your typical Advent themes. And I want to deal with a very common question that people often ask. The question is, what is God's will for me? Like David, who's trying to figure out the right thing to do, and Mary, the angel announces to her that she would conceive and bear a son. How does Mary come to the conclusion of what God's will for her is? Or people ask the question, how do I discern whether I am actually doing God's will or not? Discerning God's will is a very complex spiritual exercise. And when I mean complex, I don't mean to say that it's outside our limits. That's not what I'm trying to say. But discerning God's will does take some time and effort. And in the stories of David and Mary, we might have some insights. In the context of that first story about David, I want you to know that he was only the second king of Israel. And he was the king who brought about some stability to the kingdom. Now, the borders are secure. Now, you know David ruled for 40 years. The borders are secure. And David found so much peace in the kingdom that he decides to build a palace for himself, a home for himself. The Ark of the Covenant, which was for the Israelites, a sign of true of God's true and real presence in their midst, this ark was kept in a mere tent. And David is troubled by this. How is it that he can live in a permanent structure, whereas the ark is in a tent? So he decides to build a house for God. That's what he's saying. I will build a house for God in today's reading. Now, when David expresses his desire, God lets him know that instead of David building a house for God, it would be the opposite. It would be God who would build David a house and a kingdom. In other words, and here is the dilemma. David believed that he was doing God's will. But in reality, God had a very different plan for him. And I feel for David, because David's intention was good and holy. He was a good man. As we read the story in hindsight, of course, we realize that God really had much bigger plans than David could ever imagine. God's promise was about Jesus coming into the world. And God's plan was not just to build a house for Israel, but for redeeming the entire world from sin and failure. So we know that in hindsight. But think about David, this guy who's really trying to do God's will, but God had a very different plan for him and for Israel. And then, of course, we have Mary's story. At the Annunciation, the angel told her that God was going to build another temple. But the temple would be her. She was to be the temple. She was to be the Ark of the Covenant. She would carry in her womb the Son of God. Like any of us would be, I'm sure Mary was afraid. Mary was wondering. But unlike David, Mary did not have too much time to make a decision. If you go by the story of the Annunciation, it was a matter of a few minutes. But Mary somehow discerned God's will and somehow figured out that that was God's will, and she completely surrenders her will to God. What do we learn from all of this? How do we go about discerning God's will for our lives? So here are just a few things for us to think about in 3 points. Folks, what is the issue? What is the issue when it comes to knowing God's will, discerning God's will? If we look back at our lives, I'm sure we see times when we, like David, honestly and genuinely thought we were doing God's will, but things just turned out to be very different. I'm sure there are times in your life when you've experienced that. And then perhaps there are times when we, like Mary, did not understand everything, yet surrendered our wills to God, and it worked out great. I'm sure we have experienced both of those things in my life. Eight years back, I made a decision not to go back to India, but to continue my ministry here in the United States. Now, you know that my parents are aging and are ill, and the distance between them and me is very stressful for me. And there are times I wonder whether I made the right decision. What was God's will for me? That I should have gone back to India, or should I have stayed? Am I like David, or am I like Mary? Which one am I? Many of us have our own dilemmas, don't we? What do we do with a difficult marriage, for example? Do I get married or not, for example? What do you do when your children are making wrong choices? What do you do when the boss at work engages in questionable behavior? What do we do when we are confronted with two good choices or two equally bad choices? What do we do? What is God's will? In all of these instances, how do we know what God's will is? More importantly, how do we know that the decision we prayerfully reach is indeed God's will? That's the issue. Now, secondly, discernment and surrendering our will to God, like Mary, is not for the faint of heart. And I'll tell you why. Radical surrender of our wills to God is difficult because it goes against a very basic human instinct, the instinct to be in control. Whether it is our health, our finances, bringing up children, or driving a car, being in control is a good thing, isn't it? I mean, you want to be in control of your finances. You want to be in control of your life. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Losing control makes our present and our future look uncertain. Surrendering our wills to God in many ways goes against this very basic human instinct, the instinct to be in control of our lives. David, he knew when he was building a house for God, when he intended to do that, that he was in control. See, he felt he was the king and he was in control. With Mary, it was completely the opposite. She surrendered any control she had over life. She surrendered it to God. In fact, after the Annunciation, and then at the birth of Jesus, she never saw the angel. The way in which her life went, the direction that her life took, I don't think any sane person would choose that voluntarily. It was only her undaunted faith that kept her radically faithful to her original surrender. This is very important. It was only her undaunted faith, unshakable faith, that kept her on track with her original decision. So if you are going to pray, thy will be done. If we ever pray, thy will be done, know that we are taking a risk. It's a risk taken in faith. The moment we pray, thy will be done, we better back it up with Mary-like faith. This is key. So my third point, let me just suggest a few ways on how to go about discerning God's will. Is there some way in which I can at least be sure that I'm doing the right thing in trying to figure out God's will? So first, discernment is about a lifestyle. What I mean by this is simply this. If we want to discern God's will when it matters most, in big things, right? Should I take this job or this job? Should I date this guy or this guy or this girl? Should I go back to India or should I stay in the US? When it comes to big things, if we want to discern God's will when it matters most, then we also need to do it in small matters. For us to be good at discernment, it needs to be a regular spiritual exercise. The more spiritual discernment we do in small matters, the more it'll be of help when it comes to more serious matters. In other words, discernment is about a way of life. It doesn't happen like a miracle. When did you last see an angel like Mary saw? I haven't seen one yet. So, if you don't do it on a regular basis, if prayer is not part of a regular, spiritual discernment becomes very difficult. Secondly, it's about intention. What is our intention in making a decision or hoping to take a certain direction? What is our intention? Are we really seeking God's will? Or are we merely wanting God to say yes to my will? What is it that we are really seeking? If our intention is selfish or for self-gain, then even if we have prayed hard about it, then most probably it is our own decision and we are believing that it's God's will. If it is a selfish thing, if it's purely for self-gain. So somebody who wants to rob a bank cannot discern a will and say, dear God, should I rob the bank or not? Right? Because the intention is selfish, it's self-gain. If we are not running away from reality, or if we have mental health issues, this is very serious. Mental health issues comes a lot in the way of spiritual discernment. If you have mental health issues, or even though we've made a decision but we are not at peace, then the best thing to do is to talk to another person who can give you honest judgments about it. A spiritual director is often the case, but spiritual directions are rare these days. And so talk to somebody else about giving you an honest opinion about this. Also, if our decision will cause harm, and I do not mean that our decision may not be challenging for others or sometimes even cause serious differences of opinion. That's not what I mean. But if our decision will cause harm, then we know that we are on the wrong track. That cannot be God's will. Thirdly, when we have discerned a decision, the most common sign is a sense of peace. I call it the peace that passes all understanding. Once you've made a decision after, you know, informing your conscience about knowing what God generally might say about in these situations, once you've made a decision, the most common sign is a sense of peace. Let me put it this way. To be in peace about our decision means that we have no qualms about standing confidently in God's presence with our decision. I'll often ask people, you've made a decision, can you stand with your head held up high in God's presence with that decision? If you can, then you know that most probably that discernment has been made rightly. Now, having said all that, can I say to you, now that is God's will, definitely. I don't know. All we can do is do our best to discern God's will. And once we've made the decision, go forward with it. And like Mary, just back it up with undaunted faith. So we're just a day away from Christmas. And we've had two great stories about David and Mary. Two people who, because they did what God willed for them, they made it possible for Jesus to be born in our midst. I believe that if we too are truly good intentioned and serious about doing God's will, that Christ will be present to us, like they were to Mary and to David. May our lives be constantly accomplished by God's Spirit, so that like Mary and David, we may accomplish God's will in our lives. Amen.